Hello and welcome along to the Property Academy podcast by Opus Partners. I'm your host, Steve McKnight.
And I'm Andrew Nicol.
And tonight on the show, we're talking about how long does a property cycle last? Now, we often hear in New Zealand all about property cycles, but although we might know about the boom, the peaks, the downturns, the troughs, one thing that hasn't been explored as much is how long does each phase of the property cycle last? Because that can give us a sense of, well, where are we today and how long might we be in this specific phase? Now, what is a property cycle? Well, it's basically a pattern of what happens to house prices and, you know, all asset prices, really, shares and Bitcoin, and I'm trying to think of other assets. Help me out, Andrew.
Yeah, no, that's Lego. Lego. I read this thing the other day. When I say read, I saw it on TikTok. Don't give me that look, Edward McKnight. You couldn't think of another asset class. So Lego has outperformed property shares. I don't know about crypto. Over the last 30 years, if you buy the special limited edition things. Don't give me that look.
No leverage on Lego, though.
That's what I said.
And so if we think about the main phases of those property cycles, we see booms where prices are rising, everyone's feeling good. We see prices reach their highest point. That's called a peak. Then they start to fall. That's a downturn. Then we get to the trough, which is where property prices bottom out before they go into a recovery mode. And one of the other big ones that a lot of people don't think about in New Zealand are what I call plateaus. That's where property prices are steady for a few years and it's a flat market. And especially if we think about the regions, some of New Zealand's regions have quite long flat markets or plateaus over time.
I seem to remember us doing a webinar and you had a song for the cycle.
It was
cycle.
A song. Yeah, go on. It was a little chant. Yeah. But it was stupid, so I'm not going to do it again.
Now, it's important when you talk about these property cycles that you don't focus on what's happening at a national level, i.e. New Zealand. This is what's going to be reported on in the newspaper most of the time. And the reason you shouldn't focus on that is because you're not investing in New Zealand as a whole. Probably, you're probably investing in a region. You might have properties in Wellington or Auckland or Dunedin. So you're more interested in that individual market, not what's happening nationally, because it doesn't really matter.
That is so important, because unless you've got a diversified portfolio of properties around the country, you know, what's happening to the national house price or the average priced property in New Zealand doesn't matter at all.
You'll see heaps of developers starting to use national data over the next wee while to sell properties in a different area.
They always do that, because when you average it out, it always looks like property prices are going up, right? Because sometimes Auckland's booming while Wellington's flat, sometimes Wellington's booming while Hamilton's flat. But if you use the national average, of course it looks like house prices are always going up, but they don't. They follow these natural cycles. So Andrew, walk us through a couple of property cycles in Auckland just to give us a sense of what can happen.
Okay, let's go in the time machine. And we're back in 1992 when the data first started getting reported. And property prices boomed from 1992 through to 1998. So there were 6 years where house prices were going up pretty quickly.
And it's quite interesting. If we just take a look at some of that data, I know everybody listening to the show won't be able to see it, but there were times during that where property prices were going up like 20%. Whoa. Now, if you Google Auckland house prices and you look at a graph, often it won't look like there was much growth at all. But that's just because 20% growth back when house prices were $200,000 or what they were, you know, that's not going to look like a lot of growth in terms of today's dollars, but the percentage increase is quite large.
And then after that, house prices fell for about 13 months. And so that was the downturn we entered. Now, then they recovered for a bit, but then they plateaued for the next 2 years, ending in mid-2001. Then what happened? We had a boom again. And all up, that property cycle took about 10 years, just over 6 years of a boom or increase. Then 1 year of falling house prices, then 2 years of recovery and plateau.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting. I think that's why a lot of people think house prices double every 10 years, because as we go through the data, especially in Auckland, most of the property cycles we've seen, at least since the Real Estate Institute of New Zealand started reporting data, they've all been roughly 10 years. Mm. Now, that doesn't mean, just to be very clear, because we've debunked it on the show before, it doesn't mean that house prices double every 10 years, but roughly what the property cycle is. So if we looked at the next one in Auckland after that, it took another 10 years. So starting in mid-2001, house prices started going up for about 6.5 years. And again, you had some years, especially kind of mid-2023, house prices were going up again by over 20% in a year.
It's amazing to see that history repeating itself.
Oh, yeah. And then it happened again in the next property cycle and the property cycle after that. But this one from the early 2000s, that lasted for about 6.5 years was the boom period. Then we had about another 1.5 years of a downturn, house prices falling. And then the recovery and the plateau lasted another, call it 1.5 years before property prices started taking off again. So that was a 9.5 year property cycle. The one after that started in 2011. Prices boomed for, wait for it, 6.5 years. Then they had 2.5 years of a plateau before COVID came along and we had another property cycle. That one starting in 2011 through to 2020, that was about 9 years all up. And then the most recent COVID boom has just been really quick because I remember when, do you remember this actually, Andrew? Back when the COVID boom started, you said this is going to last for, and then insert number of years here. Do you remember how many years? You said 6 years.
Did I say 6 years?
You said that's how long a boom lasts. Yeah, it annoys me that you were right because you would have pulled that number out of thin air and it actually was correct.
Even a broken clock's right twice a day.
But the boom in the COVID times was about 2.5 years and then we had about 1.5 years of property prices going down. And so we are 4 years into this latest property cycle. It's been much more compact.
It's really interesting to me how consistent it's been. Those property cycles lasting between 9 and 10 years, 6 years of prices going up, then 1 to 2 years of prices going down, 1 to 2 years of recovery and plateau. And then you go through the same thing over and over again. It's happened like 3 times over that data that we've got since
1992.
Yeah, since 1992. And I, in my mind, thought that property cycles were taking longer to occur now. For some reason in my head, I thought that it may be taking 15 years for a property cycle to fully occur, but it doesn't look like that's the case.
Now, one thing I'm really interested in is the most recent boom through COVID was pretty truncated, right? It was pretty short. We saw property prices absolutely just skyrocket, but the boom was only 2.5 years. So what do you think is going to happen in this time in the property cycle? Because we had a 2.5 year boom. We've had a 1.5 year downturn, which we'd expect, you know, is the plateau period we go through, is that going to be 1 to 2 years again? Or do you think it's going to be?
No, I think that because we had such a sharp increase and a sharp decrease, it's compacted that 6 years of prices going up and the 1 to 2 years of prices going down. I think the recovery and plateau will still be the same. What do you think?
I think the plateau will probably be the same. It all depends what happens with interest rates, right? I think interest rates are the thing that's holding the property market back now. You are starting to see some increases, but increasingly you're seeing a lot of economists push out their house price predictions. Yeah. I think I remember running the numbers, BNZ and I think Westpac are predicting in 2025 we're going to have something like 10% property price growth, but it all depends what happens with interest rates. Now, you might also be thinking, well, how are we defining the booms and the peaks? You know, what data were we actually talking about in this podcast? We're talking about annual house price growth, which is, you know, house prices this February compared to last February or this April compared to last April. What's the change? Now, it's not 100% the best measure to use because, you know, sometimes house prices can be falling, but you've still got like positive annual growth. So if I take you back to January or February 2022, house prices were falling. We were past the peak of the market, but the house prices in February 2022 were still higher than what they were a year before. And that's why some people will fool themselves into thinking that house prices are still going up when actually they're coming down. But for the purposes of this, I think it's probably a decent way to measure it. So I feel okay with that. But look, we've only just talked about Auckland in this show, Andrew, and of course we want to cover the whole country. So let's look at somewhere like Palmerston North, where I know they've had longer plateaus. And you actually see this in a lot of regions, that the property price growth is less consistent. Mm. So if I take you back to 1992, I mean, what are you kind of seeing from in the first 8 years of the data we've got?
Quite a lot of up and down, but just small increases and small decreases.
Yeah, over the first 8 years, between 1992 to about 2000, I think house prices in Palmerston North went up on average about 2% a year. So it was this really long plateau where they were only going up very, very small. And so I'd call that 8 years of a pretty flat market, 8 to 10 years of a pretty flat market all up. But then we had a boom start in 2002. And that lasted all of the way to about the end of 2007. So that was 6 years all up because it started in 2002, ended just before 2008 started. Then there was 2.5 years of a downturn and a little bit of recovery before that plateau or that flat market started again. Now, all up, that first property cycle in Palmerston North was about 16 and a half years.
Okay, that's a very long time, isn't it?
So it's longer than what we've seen in Auckland. And I've often said that the smaller cities, the smaller regions tend to get less consistent house price growth compared to some of the major centres. So this kind of shows us the same thing. Then if I take you through the next property cycle.
Same again.
Yeah, we are starting in, call it 2010. We saw about another 5.5 years of a flat market before property prices started to boom again. Now, what's interesting with a lot of the regions is between 2015 and 2020, we saw a boom in a lot of regional New Zealand. Mm. Then COVID came along and it extended the boom and made it a bit longer. So Palmerston North boomed for 7 years and it has had a 1.5 year downturn. So the most recent property cycle has been 14 years.
So I wonder whether or not there's still going to be a longer downturn to occur.
Well, it looks like Palmerston North has started to turn a corner. We're probably moving into that recovery phase. So I think property prices have bottomed out there.
But you'll probably see a longer plateau this time.
You might see that because you've almost had two booms in one. Mm. Now, does it surprise you what we've seen where the regions like, we've only looked at one region in this podcast, but it is true because we've looked at the data, like Gisborne is exactly the same. Does it surprise you that the regions have longer property cycles, at least compared to our major city?
No, that is exactly what I thought because, you know, you've got less population growth and maybe just less demand there because of that. Tell us about another one.
Okay, what city in New Zealand do you want to – I haven't crunched the data for this, but we'll do it on the fly. All right. It'll be a bit of fun.
Let's go for Ashburton.
Oh, love of my life, Ashburton. I almost feel like I need to go to Ashburton and just buy a property now because
Have you ever been there?
I've driven through Ashburton once. So if we look at Ashburton, for the first 10-ish years, we see a similar trend to Palmerston North. What are you seeing there, Andrew?
Just lots of up and down.
Yeah, and then it would have been, the boom really started in early 2002, went on to 2008. So that's a 6-year property boom there. We've had a kind of mini boom, actually, between 2011 through to about 2016. That was probably when Christchurch was going through the earthquakes and people moving down there. If we see there was a little bit of an increase there. Not a full-scale boom, but that lasted for about 5 years. And then the most recent boom started in 2020, as we know, and went through to about 2023. So that was 3 years. But we see a similar trend where property booms in New Zealand, at least over the last 30-ish years, have lasted roughly 6 years. The plateau in Ashburton lasted roughly about 3 years. So if you include the downturn and the plateau, about a year and a half each, that's what we'd expect. There was the same thing between 2017 and 2019. Again, the downturn and the flat market lasted for about 2 years in that instance. But there was that 8 years of flat market right at the start. And so if we sum it all up for you guys, property cycles in New Zealand, somewhere between 10 to 15 years is roughly how long they last. You could expect a boom to last 5 to 7 years, usually 6 years is what we've seen. And the downturns last about a year and a half. But the flat markets, it can last anywhere between, call it a year and a half, and up to kind of 8 to 10 years is what we've seen. And even in Wellington, a big city like Wellington saw that, right, Andrew?
I remember doing a lot of business in Wellington a number of years ago because for 8 years in the last plateau in Wellington, it was like so flat and everywhere else was going up in value. And Wellingtonians who are all highly educated, got good equity in their homes, were getting frustrated about the fact that everywhere else was getting growth.
So bring it back to now, we're exiting out of the downturn. We're moving into the recovery phase. Interest rates are still high. What's your pick for what's going to happen next?
Well, I think over the next year, you can probably just expect a normal amount of growth in some of those larger regions, you know, your Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch, maybe Hamilton, maybe Tauranga. But then you're going to probably see slow and steady growth until interest rates come down to a much more affordable level for people. And I don't think that's going to happen for a few years.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see a massive, massive boom period for a couple of years. Just a slow and steady growth in some of the major cities. I think a lot of the regions are going to go into that flat market for a bit of time because they've had that elongated boom like we spoke about in Palmerston North. Right, let's wrap it up there. But please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. It really does help us get the message out to more people. And today I want you to come along to my upcoming webinar, which is all about the new tax rules for Kiwi property investors. Because it is not just interest deductibility you need to know about. There's also the Airbnb tax. We're going to talk about the update to Brightline and just give you a sense about how all of the government's tax changes impact you. Now, that is on Tuesday, the 16th of April, 7 p.m. Links down in the show notes or just go to opuspartners.co.nz/webinar. Thanks for listening to the Property Academy podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Knight.
And I'm Andrew Nicholl.
We're going to be back here tomorrow with even more daily strategies, tactics, and insights to help you get the most out of the New Zealand property market. Until next time.